Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Bob Surratt.
That old DJ is worth listening to.
Bob Surratt, start your day.
It's 7:40, and yesterday would have been the 82nd birthday of Larry Lujack. He passed away back in 2013. I still miss Larry. He had a chance, of course, not only to compete with him when he was on CFL, but also to work with him. It was quite an experience. And back in 2003, when I was doing Chicago Tonight for Channel 11, we did a show on WTTW Friday night called The Friday Night Show, half-hour interviews. And Larry agreed to sit still, and it was a rare treat to get to talk to him for 30 minutes on television. And here's a little bit of what he said at the time, beginning with how he first got into radio.
The thought of going into this business never occurred to me, but I was going to college in Idaho, majoring in forestry, not a closely related field. And like a lot of other college kids, I didn't have any money, and I was looking for a job, and I walked to the administration building one day, and there was a little sign up on the bulletin board. One little card said, wanted part-time radio announcer, experience preferred. Now, not only had I never been in a radio station before, I had no experience, but I decided to go down and try to bluff my way into it, which I did. And they made a tape, and it occurred to me later that probably the reason I got the job was because I was the only guy who applied. Because in Caldwell, Idaho, how many people have experience in broadcasting? And that's where I started out, making a buck an hour, sitting on my butt playing Elvis records. I thought I'd died and gone to heaven.
You liked it right away?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, I was 18. That's all I wanted to do anyway, was sit around and play Elvis songs. So I thought it was great.
So many people have copied you on the radio.
And I'm suing every single one of them.
Who did you emulate? Who did you want to be like?
I suppose in the early days, I used to listen to Seattle radio stations a lot, and I'm sure I was influenced by those guys. But early on, I decided that it was too much work to try to be somebody or something that I wasn't. So early on, being the lazy type guy that I am, I decided it was a lot easier to just be me. So that's how that got going.
How do you feel about hearing Rush Limbaugh talk about or write about how he copied you, a lot of the stuff that you did on the air? I interviewed David Letterman once at NBC, and he said growing up in Indiana, he may have consciously or subconsciously copied a bit of your attitude.
Well, I think we all did that. I mean, I can listen to Rush. Certainly, there is no similarities in our beliefs on things, but in mannerisms, I hear a lot of things, and the way he phrases things and so forth. And I know that David Letterman, I got a letter from his roommate at Ball State, said David used to get up early in the morning so he could hear the reruns of animal stories.
You said something to me a few years ago that I found surprising. You said that you never really liked being in Chicago. You never really felt at home here. You didn't like anything about the city.
I don't.
After all the years here, all the success here, how could that be?
Have you looked at the expressways lately, Bob? There's too damn many people in this town. There's too many cars. See, it's like my wife. There's no place like home thing. She was raised around here. She loves it. But I was raised in Idaho, a lot of wide open spaces. I don't like a lot of people. I don't like a lot of cars. I like peace. I like quiet. I like tranquility. You people can have this place.
You never got used to it here?
No. As you know, in this business, if you want to make any money, you have to go to the big city. And so I was forced to go there, to Seattle and Boston and places like that. But I always hated it. Still do. And that's why I live in Santa Fe, New Mexico now, where they don't even know what rush hour is. And you can get any place in town in 10 minutes.
What an original. I miss Super Jock, don't you? That was from a 2003 TV interview that we did on WTTW. Larry Lujack, who would have been 81 yesterday.